Blog Talk Radio.
If everybody had a nose across the USA, then everybody'd be blue like California. You see them wearing their bags, Karachi sandals too, or bushy, bushy blonde hair.
America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. We are totally independent, even though I think I'm a conservative. I'm starting to have my doubts about conservatives. And I don't know if you recognize the singer of that song. That was Donald Trump. And he's surfing USA. As a matter of fact, somebody asked him what he thought about waterboarding. Was it anti-American? He said, not if you're using it on a terrorist. No, he didn't say that. I'm just making that up. He did say, though, they're cutting our heads off. You're worried about waterboarding. Yeah, he did say that. He also, I tried to tell him that the only problem with waterboarding is that there's no musical accompaniment. And they should play Surfing USA while they're waterboarding. And I'd be over at Apple tomorrow with a little hammer and screwdriver and trying to get the names of all the people that have atomic bombs in their garages that's on that terrorist iPod. Yeah, I just hope there's an A-bomb close to Apple headquarters. Yeah, if they found out there was an A-bomb close to Apple headquarters, you can rest assured we'd have that code in 8 seconds, flat. So welcome to the show. I was at my cardiologist today. This is for you senior citizens out there. And he walked in. He's the greatest cardiologist that I'll ever know. The guy is fantastic. And I'll tell you a quick story. On the 4th of July weekend, I got signs that I was having a heart attack, sweating, pain in my back. I just came out of the pool doing a half a lap, and I said, I better dial 911. There was nobody home. I dialed 911. Fire trucks pulled up. Great guys. Fantastic. First one's there. Girl on the 911 said, just sit in the chair by the door, and we're on the way. And they came, and they kept an eye on me. And then the ambulance pulled up. Now, this is the 4th of July weekend. The ambulance pulled up. They put me in the ambulance. The guy told me to put a nitro tablet under my tongue, and I swallowed it. The guy goes, he swallowed it. So we got to the hospital. As soon as I got there, I was on the operating table. This is the 4th of July weekend. I'm on the operating table. I remember being wheeled in, and the next thing I remember, you know, they talk about, you know, you go through a tunnel when you die, and you see a bright light. I don't know if I saw a bright yellow light, and the first words I heard were, let him throw up. It's okay. Let him throw up. And they had brought me back to life, and they had done a stent. So every time I go there to see the cardiologist, we celebrate that I'm still around. And he's a great, he's one of the head guys at this hospital. And he loves Italian music. He plays it in the office all the time. He likes anything Italian. And he came up the hard way. Drove a cab going to school, you know. Nobody gave him anything for nothing. He was not looking for reparations. I'm thinking of going into the reparation H of business. Get a tube. Everybody that reparations burns their ass, and get a tube of reparation H. But anyway, so, you know, you, with a guy like this, you get about six minutes. That's it. And but I'll call him Jimmy. His name is Jimmy. And he came in today to see me. They do the blood pressure. They check your meds, make sure everything's okay. They give you an EKG. And he goes, I said to him, oh, man, I like that tie. He goes, that's my Trump victory tie. So the conclusion was, after the checkup, he goes, how old are you? I told him how old I am. I'm the spirit of 76 and going on 77. And he says, you know what? You're going to die of Alzheimer's. I'll keep you going. Isn't that encouraging? Make you feel good? So in the waiting room, when I came in, there were people sitting there, mostly old people. And there's one guy sitting with a son or a nephew, an old timer. And, you know, he's dressed like in work clothes, and he's sitting there. And he's got a Korea hat on, an old Korea hat on. Just says Korea on it. So when I'm coming out and I'm getting ready to go out the door, and of course his son is on a telephone, or his nephew is on the telephone, paying no attention to grandpa or dad, you know. I mean, this guy's not going to be around forever. And when he goes, you're going to have 10,000 questions you wish to ask them. But this guy is intrigued with his cell phone. And you're not supposed to have a cell phone in a waiting room in the hospital. So on the way out, I passed this guy. I put my hand on his shoulder, and I said two words. Thank you. And he lit up. You know? He lit up. we're in trouble. We're being defended by a handful of people. And when our enemies realize that they can be taken out, we're all going to be dead meat. And you're not going to have to worry about what's on a guy's iPod. When you see that big mushroom cloud and you got 2 minutes to finish your coffee. So welcome to the Spirit of America party. I just thought I'd give you that, tell you that little tale. And Trump is surfing USA. It's our waterboarding song. And Trump is a tidal wave. And Trump is the revolution. The weekly stand down. The national rebuke. Gren Breck. Megan Behar Stern Kelly. Pravda. Carl Whiteboard. Cold Cuts Rove. He's got bologna specials on the whiteboard today. And Frank Luntz, rigged polls. The New York and Kangaroo Post designating anything that's owned by Rupi Murdoch as a kangaroo. The New York Kangaroo Post, the Wall Street Kangaroo Journal, Fix Kangaroo News are all puppets of Rupi Murdoch, the Kangaroo King. On the menu tonight is curry, favor, and take down Trump and Christie. Six communist newspapers in New Jersey call for Christie to resign. Who trusts the media today? Nobody. Only a fool would trust the media. The media you got to watch out for and the news you got to watch out for is the one-minute news you never see again. The one-minute news that you never see again, like the back shooting of, what was his name, Lavoy Finicum. He was out of the news the night he hit the snow. He was gone forever. And they say that his wife said that they couldn't show him in an open coffin because he had been shot in the face. And if you look at the video, nobody shot him in the face when he went down. That means after the video was finished, somebody shot him in the face, if what his wife says is true. And then I'm going to talk about Kit Carson. Kit Carson, who pioneered the West. And then we got Dr. Ben Carson, who pioneered for African Americans, and no one came to help him. He stood all alone. He was like the cheese and the farmer in the dell, and the cheese stands alone. And Carson was a good man, is a good man, and I hope he hangs in there, because maybe God's got a plan for Carson. Because God can see the greatness and goodness of Dr. Ben Carson. And it's sad that white people have to defend him. And he gets no encouragement from his own people. Carson got no help from the rhinos and his own people, including black Christians. The only ones who paid their respects was the Tea Party. Carson met with 300 Tea Party people on Staten Island. Communist press blacked it out. They didn't even cover it. I now realize the word brother is only a word when it comes to the party of death, the Democrats. Carson stood alone. He never complained. If you see his speech at the prayer breakfast and see the look on Obama's face, you will know why. For the first time in Carson's life, he was audited by the IRS Gestapo. And you know what the press said when they found out? What did they discover? And Carson says they discovered nothing. They asked to see all my real estate holdings. And they said, what did they find? He says, they found nothing because I'm an honest man. How many people can say that? And you will know why. For the first time in Carson's life, he was audited. Because he made Obama look bad. And you can't make Obama look bad and live. That's why he left those four guys in Benghazi to die. He committed murder, and so did Hillary Clinton. That was murder. you see somebody being beaten to death and you don't intervene, you're an accomplice to murder. In 2 hours, they could have had an F-16 over that Benghazi rooftop. Trump was the only one to help Carson. And you might, and everybody will deny that, but I saw it. And you know how they did Carson in? They called the first candidate out. I think it was, they went by the lowest guys on the totem pole. So they called out the guy from Ohio. He was the first one called out. And then they pushed Trump, I mean, they pushed Carson into the alleyway to come on the stage next. And then they called somebody else. And Carson's standing there going, what's going on here? And then they called somebody else. And Carson's going, why did they tell me to come out here? And in the meantime, the ones that they called, they're not covering with the camera. They're showing Carson isolated and stranded. They're focusing on Carson. So it had to be deliberate. Out comes Trump next. And he comes up to Carson. He goes, why are you standing here? Carson says, they haven't called my name yet. He says, you were supposed to be out there before me. Go ahead, you go. And he was the only one that stopped to care for Carson. So Trump's a good Samaritan. That'll drive the communists nuts. First of all, they hate Christ. They hate God. They hate the country. They hate the flag. And you know what? I listened to that speech. I never paid much attention to it. And Obama's sitting there in the chair next to Jeff Sessions. And when Carson is speaking, Jeff Sessions, his face is lighting up like a Christmas tree. He's loving every word that Carson is saying. And Obama's got a look on his face like, I'm going to get you for this humiliation. And that's why the IRS showed up. That's a tool of the Democrat Party. Just ask Lois Lerner, and she'll give you the fifth. While she drinks the fifth. So, you know what Carson was talking about? He was talking about the War of 1812. And he was talking about Francis Scott Key writing the Star-Spangled Banner. And he was talking about that great American flag. Everything that Obama hates, he was talking about. And he was talking about the rocket's red glare and the bombs bursting in air. Because Francis Scott Key was a witness to the siege of Fort Sumter, I believe it was, right? So, I've got an interview with Obama who says, and you can see it on YouTube, that the Star-Spangled Banner is too belligerent and he would change it. Him and his wife don't like it. And they would change it to, I'd like to buy the world some Coke. No, I'd like to buy the world something or other. And that the American flag, he would change that too, because a lot of people don't like the American flag. Yeah, they're called communists, and you're one. Yeah, and I got to tell you, man, I can't wait till you're gone. I just hope you don't get us all killed before you leave. So, having said that, Trump was the only one to help Carson. I hope he becomes the Surgeon General and stamps out Democrat drugs for tax money and Democrat child murder for eyeball sales and human part sales. And if you want to see the cause and effect of abortion sanctioned by the Supreme Court, just like the Dred Scott decision was, and you can see it on YouTube, just type in Save the Kids, and you'll choke up. Save the Kids by Abu Tam. Hebutom. And then if you want to go heavy duty, I've got another one up there. It's called Abortion is Murder, Abu Tam. I'm surprised El Trumpo won Virginia because Hillary's governor runs Virginia and it's loaded with lobbyists. Thank you, Virginia. Robert E., Tommy J., and George W. would be proud of you. I can hear Patrick Henry whooping and hollering. I knew Texas would come with a fellow Texan. Still, Trump pulled a two. And if Trump is the candidate, Texas will come through. Texas will always take care of a fellow Texan. They remember the Alamo. They're coming for a fellow Texan. I got to tell you, conservatives don't win elections. Take it from a guy. Take it from a diehard. And Trump's strategy is going to win the election. Rubio, he's a water boy now for the rhinos. He carries the water for the rhinos. Sorry, we can't have that because the rhinos want. They did nothing for 8 years. They let Obama run roughshod over them, and they said, "Let him do what he wants. He'll just look bad, and we'll be a shoo-in." I got news for you. You're going to get a shoe, but you think, and it's going to be in, and you're going. Unbelievable. And John McCain, why don't you open up and retire, open up a nice Ted Kennedy souvenir shop, and I'll come, I'll be your first customer. I'll buy the little Chappaquiddick Bridge and the Oldsmobile. We're all going to be born again Americans. The argument Trump is not a conservative does not matter. Trump shows for work. Under budget and ahead of time, we're all going to be born again Americans. One nation under God and unbreakable. And remind me to talk to you about that Marine DI that stood up and challenged the President Pinocchio Pants for the murder committed by Obama and his wife on 911.
Thank you.
that heart attack story, I failed to tell you this, that when I was having it and being rushed to the hospital on the 4th of July weekend, think about that. Who's around on the 4th of July weekend? My cardiologist to be was walking on the boardwalk with his dog when he got the call. And his team, they were at a barbecue. They showed up in bathing suits and flip-flops. That's how quick the reaction was. And was I a lucky guy? Lucky isn't the word. Somebody likes me. I think it's because of my connection to a woman. Okay. So, we talked about the IRS. And I got to tell you, we are victims. All of us are victims of American Alzheimer's and the American media Alzheimer's. They know how to play us. They know how to string us along. Can you imagine waiting to get Hillary's emails all this time? You want a bunch of chumps we are. And that Lois Lerner, she got off the hook. And now the guy that took her place, who smirky face, he thinks he's invincible. These guys all got to be rounded up and investigated. I heat up, I can't cool down. IRS got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. My 501c, nobody knows. Every time I submit a name, it heats up like a burning flame. Tea party names flame that fire. The FBI taps my wire. Abracadabra, they're gonna reach out and grab ya. Abracadabra. 3 years now to get approved. IRS agents on my roof. Asking questions like who I know. What's my religion and church I go. They look for buzzwords like conservative speak. How many members in the Catholic League? Abracadabra, abracadabra, they're going to reach out and grab ya. A committee is formed to check out crime, loaded with democracies who stall for time. Steve Miller denies and sings the blues. He know nothing, only sees the news. I see discrimination in their eyes. They're going after the Christian guys. Just when you think they're going away, another audit come today. Abracadabra, abracadabra, they want to reach out and grab ya. Abracadabra, no one knows the next in command. They could not run a lemonade stand. Abandon troops on land and sea. Arrest everyone who wants more tea. Kill the kids before they see. Sell taxable dope to you and me. At this rate, we'll be free. Abracadabra, they're gonna reach out and grab you. Abracadabra. The hearing time, the Dems are slowing. A lot of BS they be throwing. If you catch a czar, they are outgoing. The rest of us are getting a lot of snowing. Abracadabra, they're gonna reach out and grab you. Okay, we're back. That's my abracadabra song. When I was a big Bush supporter. I was a big Bush supporter. And I'll tell you something. The reason Bush went to Iraq was based on intelligence. And since the burning of Washington and the invasion of Canada by the United States, our intelligence sucks. The only exception was when we got the German Enigma machine and when we broke the Japanese code. Midway was the only time we had good intelligence. The Japanese were practicing for months off the coast of Korea, the attack on Pearl Harbor. We didn't know where they were. And we're not the brightest bulb when it comes to intel. All you got to do is look at KGB agent Snowden and his 2 million emails. And the other guy that changed, he supports Clinton. He changed his name to Chelsea. What was his name? Private Manning. Private Womaning. Yes, these guys were in Intel. These people would never be allowed to be in Intel under J. Edgar Hoover. You know J. Edgar Hoover. The communists said he was gay. Yeah, they know how to get you. They play the gays two ways. They pretend to defend them, and then at the same time, when they want to destroy somebody, they out them as gay. Nice tactics, huh? Jimmy from Brooklyn says, when the communists win, they win, and when they lose, they win. And that's the truth. And they got us watching Nazi movies from 1945, but nobody's watching all the KGB agents that are in government. Yeah, Snowden is a KGB agent. Call him a the same people that call him a First Amendment whistleblower and a hero. They're the same ones that say flag burning is First Amendment rights, freedom of speech. You know what? I believe you should be allowed to burn the flag. I think you should do it in front of a 2,000-man firing squad on a cold, rainy, windy day with a wet book of matches, and the firing squad goes first. I got a son-in-law who's part Democrat, but we're winning him over. And he says, he's talking to another friend, you know, like, you're going to meet my father-in-law. Whatever you do, don't say anything about burning the flag. Unbelievable. Okay. And with something I saw, yeah, Hillary Clinton, one of her emails may have given away the location of the Ambassador Chris Stevens. So, and let me tell you something, you're not going to see the emails that can put her in the electric chair. What do you think? She's crazy? You think the party is crazy? You'll be lucky if you can get her to pay a traffic fine for what she's done to the country. Yeah. And you know what? The rhinos will support her too. Yeah. They reach across the aisle. When Trump reaches across the aisle, and he will reach across the aisle, you better be shaking his hand. Because if not, you're getting a punch in the nose. Yep, reach across the aisle. And I like the ones, all the phony politicians. They say, my colleague from the other side of the aisle. That's not really what they're saying. They're really saying, that mother Fletcher over there. Yeah, give me a break. Okay. Want to do a little coca seco? You like Latin stuff? I just had it, didn't I? C-O-C-O, coca seco, here we go. You ready? Stand by. This I dedicate to all the Latinos who served the God and country. Viva Cristo Rey. Vaya Conte Fiesta. Viva El Trompo. Oh, somebody stole the coconuts. I can't play it. You want to hear the Coconut Palm Choir? It's 25 minutes. No, I don't think you want to hear that. We'll do a little coming home. This is for all the GIs. Oh, right now, before we do anything else, I don't want to have a moment of silence. A moment of silence is a communist muzzle on Americans. I want to have a moment of prayer. Whatever prayer you say it. I'm going to do a little prayer. Lord, please help the 22 American GIs who will commit suicide today. God, bring them home. Bring them home to you on earth. Let them find you. Help them, Lord. Make them strong. Heal their families. Bless them, Lord. They are good-intentioned people. They have given up everything for this country and for the Fort Leavenworth 10 who have been sentenced to a life of, their families have been sentenced to a life of poverty and shame with no benefits, as the Fort Leavenworth 10 who fought back and fired first at the enemy. Please, God, help them get released. Help the St. Thomas Law Center carry their banner and bring them to freedom, the freedom that they fought for and now are POWs of the Obama administration, and Bush is also to blame. Thank you, Lord. God is good. Here's a call for help from an outfit called Move America Forward, supporting our troops and their missions in the War on Terror. The War on Terror is a terrible name. It really is. Why not say the War on Bad Muslims? What's wrong with that? Terror, the War on Terror. What's that? That's a Bush slogan, the War on Terror. Yeah, they're afraid to identify. If you can't identify and know your enemy, you are fated to lose. You are going to lose big time. According to a news story recently published in the Military Times, when this war first broke out, a fellow that worked with me was a B-52 navigator. And when we saw 911, we were heartbroken. He was totally destroyed. Never in his life had he ever seen America defeated on its own shores. Never. And he was wounded, and he was in Nam. He was also on a runway down in Florida, and they were they had radio silence. All of the bombers were getting ready to take off to go to Cuba. So he's been in the service and serving his country a long time. And he said they were all joking about having a lunch in Havana. And the sad part of that story that we never learned, and thank God we didn't, was that the Russians had nukes to stop the Marines on the beaches, already prepared and ready to be used. And thank God it never came to that. And that was the closest we came to World War III. Now the Soviets are more clever. What they're doing is they're going to get the bombs into the hands of radical Muslims, and they will then there'll be no retaliation against Moscow when the nukes start going off in the USA. Where before, John F. Kennedy said, any attack from Cuba on the USA will be considered an attack by the Soviets, and we will retaliate against the Soviets. So now it could come from North Korea, it could come from Iran, it could come from Cuba itself. It might even come from Venezuela. The Iranians are down in Venezuela. So, and then the Russians can say, can't blame us. We didn't do anything. Yep, when the communists win, they win, and when they lose, they win. So, U.S. troops are moving forward in their missions of providing advice and training to the Iraqi forces who will confront ISIL and take back large areas. The troops are still in harm's way, much like the troops deployed elsewhere around Iraq and thousands still in Afghanistan or in ships in the Persian Gulf. You know that one of the most popular Al Jazeera videos is going to be the first American aircraft going down with 5,000 crewmen on it, and the planes are going into the water, and the oil slick burning the sailors, or the fuel burning the sailors in the water. That's going to be a bigger day than Obama surrendering two ships to Iran and covering it up, just like he covered up 9/11. And they blamed some poor, demented Arab. And I remember when they came out and they blamed that Arab for making a video, like, I forget what it was, Mohammed's a bad guy. And they blamed him for creating the fire of anti-Americanism in the entire Middle East. And his video was on YouTube, and I went to see it. This is after 9/11, Benghazi. And I went to see it. I was number 48 on YouTube. So how much did this guy inflame anybody? It was a big lie. And they took that poor bastard, and they isolated him, and they kept him in prison. And they just released him about 2 months ago. But they had... They know how to do it. They know how to stage stunts. That's a Communist Party tactic, stunts. They'll have somebody show up at a Trump town hall and start shouting Black Lives Matter, and then they'll create that stunt, and the cameras that never show the audience will zero in on that stunt maker. And they'll blow it out of proportion. It's like communists going into a Jewish cemetery and writing swastikas on the tombstones and turning and knocking tombstones over to make it look like a skinhead group did it. And Jimmy from Brooklyn says the Russians are on both sides of everything. They teach the good guys and they teach the bad guys. They aid and accompany the good guys and the bad guys, because when they get finished, they're going to win. It's like big corporations that used to be patriotic and loyal to the United States. And now they will vote for both candidates to make sure they're on the winning side. That kind of loyalty is no good. And mark my words about corporate loyalty. because it's gone. My brother used to say, loyalty is 10%. When the discount is greater than 10%, loyalty goes out the window. And that's corporate America today. They are not nation builders. They are milkers. And they have a political agenda, and it's not pro-American. Many of them. The troops are still in harm's way. We set a goal of 15,000 to send care packages to the Marines and sailors in the 13th Marine Expeditionary Unit and Boxer Amphibious Ready Group, who are now deploying. In the first few days, we've already raised $4,000 towards our goal. So please help us reach 15 grand. Click here to answer the call. Send care packages. And then they got the article of U.S. troops in Iraq move into region where ISIS just used mustard gas. Oh, there's no chemical weapons in Iraq. They said that there was no chemical weapons, no weapons of mass destruction. All you got to do is go to YouTube and type in this word, H-A-L-A-P-J-A-H, Halabja, and see 5,000 Kurds, women and children, and men, old and young, whose bloated bodies have ingested mustard gas. It is sad. Okay, having said that, I'm going to tell you a story because this is St. Paddy's Day coming up. And my father used to say, that's the day the Irish fight the wind, because they carry these big banners with a pole on each end. And two men hold the poles, two big Irishmen, they hold the poles, and they face them into the wind. And sometimes the wind wins. So my father used to say St. Paddy's Day is the day the Irishmen fight the wind. There is a song called The Harp that runs through Tara's halls. Tara is an imaginary castle in Ireland. It was written up by a poet. I can't remember his name. But this poet compared Tara to the country of Ireland. And the country has been smothered in slavery. And a lot of people don't know it, but the first slaves to come to the Americas were Irish. They came in the 15th and 16th century. And they came to Montserrat to work the plantations. And they were sold for 10, was it shillings? 10 shillings each, and the blacks were being sold for 60 shillings each. I think it was shillings, might have been silver or something. But, and then they were bred with the blacks in Montserrat because they wanted to get the value of the Irish slaves up. So before the Dutch brought the first slaves to the United States, Irish slaves were in Latin America and in the Caribbean. So, you guys don't have a hold on slavery. Tara represents a country that was conquered. And now, in their castles, dance the conquerors. Dance and sing. But the Irish harp, which is the symbol. If you ever see Guinness beer, they got a harp on it. The Irish, a lot of Irish flags have the harp on it. That's the symbol of Ireland. And the song goes, the harp that runs through Tara's halls, the soul of music fled. Now hangs as mute on Tara's walls, as if that soul were dead. Because once you lose your freedom, you might as well be dead. And so when I hear this song, the enslavement of an entire people, they were Irish, but tomorrow could be they were American, and somebody will sing a song of lamentation about us. if we don't get our act together and stop performing, behaving like children and whiners and weenies and wusses, and stop feminizing the military, and let's get our boys back in there. And definitely El Trumpo was the only answer. So here's I thought I had it, but I guess I don't. Okay, we'll have to go to something else. Little rock and roll.
The closer you are, the brighter the stars in the sky. And darling, I realize you're the one in my life.
I told you about American Alzheimer's News. You know, the 1 minute news, you never, it comes once and you never see it again. That's the headlines you got to read, not what the blabbermouth is saying, but the lines underneath, because you're only going to see them once. When you saw those two ships being taken by the Iranians, what did you think? Did you feel sorry for those guys that were on their knees with their hands over their heads? Did you feel sorry for them, poor bastards? You wouldn't want to be in their shoes, would you? You think out of those 10 people, there was one guy there totally enraged that we weren't fighting back? You think out of those 10 people that everybody just said, well, they said we have to surrender. The orders on high said we have to surrender. You think there was one guy there that would love to have picked up a weapon and blown and created holy hell? You see, you only saw the video that the Iranians made. And you weren't allowed to talk to the 10 sailors who were ordered to stand down. We have a stand down military now. That's all they're good for, standing down. There would be 30 dead in Benghazi if four guys didn't choose to disobey the stand down order and went to save them from being murdered and raped. And there were women that they rescued. Could you imagine? I'm not talking about our combat women now. I'm talking about civilian women. Can you imagine the horror that was going through their minds, knowing and seeing what's on TV, what ISIL does to women? That was the happiest moment of their life when they got on the bus to get back to safety. Four guys, two of whom gave up their lives. And the sad part about it is, a real American, as a kid, grew up knowing the cavalry always comes to the rescue. Somehow, somebody's going to come back for me. And SEALs are trained, and special forces are trained, and the American soldier and sailor are trained. Somebody is going to come back for me. I just got to hold on. Well, the word that night was, nobody's coming for you because we're going to bed. And for that, Hillary Clinton must go to jail. Her whole party should go to jail. Because there's no such thing as a Democrat Party. That's the Communist Party of today. And a lot of those Democrats don't know it, but they're communists. They're living in la-la land. All we have is a cover-up government. I believe those boats were unarmed and were captured by a fisherman with an AK-47. I believe they had stand-down orders, which originate from Benghazi. Obama is a traitor, his party is communist, and Americans should get out of that party of death while the getting's good. We are in step three of a communist revolution. Step one is to politicize. Step two is to radicalize. And we're now in step three, militarize. Just ask Lavoie Finicum about freedom. Where was the backup for the two boats? Just like the Pueblo taken by North Korea, no backup. New York City cops have more backup. Maybe the Navy needs to get their John Balls Jones back. Trump would never allow this to happen. The last three letters on his title are TNS. Take no Shiites. I'll give you another tune. We're going to dedicate this to the Southland. The Southland, outnumbered 4-1. Only 6% of Southerners own slaves. 3% own most of them. That means 94% of Southerners have fought for their state and fought for their next-door neighbor. But Hollywood would have you divide the country up and the South hates the North for what Hollywood does, and the North hates the South because Hollywood taught them to hate the South. So this is a song by a communist girl where she pays a tribute to rebels. Are we missing this again? Oh, it's a nice song, too. Okay, we'll find something else.
Came to me.